Amen. Book of Acts chapter 12, verse 1. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of the unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in a prison and delivered him to four quartonians of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Amen. I like that verse. That's just a little side note. Like that verse. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing, right, of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and smote Peter on the side, and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly," and his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself, and bind on thy sandals." And so he did. And he said unto him, "Cast thy garment about thee, and follow me." And he went out and followed him, and wist not it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. And when they were past the first and second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel, and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." Amen. Praise God. I want to talk to you for just a little bit. Amen. Sleeping through your setbacks, if I could. Sleeping through your setbacks. Amen. I've told you the story one other time, but about a farmer that needed a worker. He had tried to find somebody that was a good, hard worker that would be a good farmhand for him. And so he had advertised, and ones had come, and they wouldn't work out. They didn't work hard. They didn't apply themselves or whatever. And so he would have to find, get rid of them and get another. Finally, he had this old boy come in. He said, "Are you a hard worker?" He said, "Well, I'll tell you this." He said, "I can sleep when the wind blows." He said, "I didn't ask you how you slept. I asked you, how do you work?" "So all I can tell you is I can sleep when the wind blows." The farmer was desperate. He was in desperate need of help, so he hired the man, thought he'd give him a chance. He seemed to be a hard worker. He worked hard and did well. He was very pleased with his worker until one day there was a storm that came. And the storm, the wind was blowing, the rain was lashing down, and it was a horrible storm. So he got up and he looked out, and the farmhand was nowhere to be seen. He ran to the bunkhouse, and there was the farmhand sleeping. He ran over to the farmhand, and he shook his head. "Wake up, wake up. It's storming out there. The wind is blowing. My farm's going to be destroyed. If you don't wake up, you better wake up." And the farmhand woke up just briefly and looked at him and said, "I told you I can sleep when the wind blows." "Get up, get up." It was to no avail. The man went right back off to sleep, snoring, and he couldn't stir him. So the farmer, exasperated, ran outside. He ran to his hay, and when he got to the hay, he saw it all lashed down and covered and tied up. He ran over to check on the livestock, and all the livestock was already put up, and all the livestock was all secure, and everything was just right all over the farm. And then he realized what the man was saying, why he could sleep when the wind blows. And when I read this story about Peter, I'm always amazed that Peter could sleep. I don't know about you, but there's been many times when the storms come, I could not sleep. Man, I was up all night. I was pacing the floor. I was nervous. I was worried. But here we find that here's Peter, man, knowing that the end is near, and he is in a time of real trouble, and yet the guy can sleep? Come on, you got to be kidding me. Some of you have had a lot of sleepless nights because of some of the setbacks that you've experienced in your life. And maybe today you come here today and you or your eyes are drooping. And I need to do something to try to keep you awake today because you've not been sleeping. Hey man, maybe you're here today and say, "Oh, come on, I hope they sing a fast song so I don't fall off to sleep." You know what the problem is, man, you need to learn how to sleep in the midst of all of your setbacks. I can tell you this, that there are going to come setbacks in life. There's going to come those times when things do not go well. When you feel like you are in a prison and you feel like that your very life is being threatened and that you are about ready to lose everything, there will be those times, child of God, that you will experience a setback. But I believe that you can have such faith in God that you can have something in your heart and in your life that you can believe with all your heart that you can sleep even in the middle of your setbacks. Amen. That you can find rest in your soul. Amen. That you can learn to trust God even in the times of setbacks. Amen. Praise the Lord. Man, I know you like to sleep. I know you do. Sleep is a valuable thing. But when you come in, when you go through trials and you go through setbacks in your life, man, you turn back and forth on your pillow. Finally, you get up. You can't rest. How many know what I'm talking about? You go, we can't rest, and so what do? You end up going and walking around the floor. Hey, man, some of you are up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, and you're doing things in the house because you can't sleep. Because you can't sleep, because, not because you're suffering from insomnia, but because, hey, man, of the setback that you are going through in your life. Your mind is troubled. Your heart is troubled. Amen. Thoughts and Satan, you know, he loves, amen, when we're going through a setback to jump in there, amen, and capture us and imprison our mind and make us think the very worst. Yeah. I woke up one night a few weeks ago with this horrible thought in my mind. Okay? I'm not even going to tell you because it's so silly. I told Sister Ruth. I sat, laid there with this thought in my mind. I worried and worried and worried and worried. Finally, I got up. I went into my office and I dug and I found an answer. Hey, man, and you know what? I found out that it really was nothing to stay up over all night long. I went back to bed. What is it? Sometimes our setbacks, they wake us up in the night and we sit there and we worry and we worry and we can't find an answer. We can't find, how, Brother David, how can I find rest for my soul? How can I find this rest that you are talking about? I mean, first of all, I want you to know, I believe that Peter could sleep because he knew about the divine promises of God. Amen. If you can rest in the promises of the Lord, I believe that you can find rest in your soul. Amen. You can find the promises of God. Amen. I don't know what promise he rested his head on that was such a soft pillow for Peter that night, but I believe the promises of God can be a soft pillow for you to lay your head on. Amen. You will find, amen, that the pillow of the promises of God is good to rest your head upon. Amen. When you think about how he said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Amen. Even in the midst of the setbacks, in the midst of the storm, amen, you can know and you can rest on the promise of God that he will be there. Amen. He said he'd go with us through the water. He said he'd go with us through the fire. He said he'd go with us and he'd be with us all the way. And I believe that God is faithful. Amen. I know there's been many times, amen, I've had to look under the hills from whence cometh my help. Amen. My help came from the Lord, but I could rest my head on the pillow of his divine promises. And I found rest in my soul. Hallelujah. Need some rest? Need some rest? Man, I like a good pillow. Man, been traveling, brother. I know. Man, I'll tell you what. We've been staying in motels and all that, and they can have a stack of pillows, but I like my own pillow. I know those other ones, they don't just do it. We take our pillow with us. We take our fan with us. We take everything with us so we can get some good night's rest. Amen, but I like my pillow. I want my own pillow. Listen, there is nothing more comfortable than the pillow of the promises of God. Amen. Oh, thank God for his promises. If you could just trust God that he will keep his word, that he will keep his promises. Amen. God's never yet failed on one promise. Trust God with it. Hallelujah. The divine promises of God. Amen. I believe Peter could sleep, not only because he knew the promises. Amen. But I believe that Peter knew of the divine protection. He knew divine protection. He knew that, you know what? Nothing's going to harm me. Amen. Unless the Lord allows it. Amen. God's got a hedge around me. God's going to protect me. God is my shelter. Amen. God is with me. Amen. What more could you ask for? Realize this, amen, that God is your protector. He is your shield. He is your refuge. He is your tower that you can run into. He is the stronghold for you. Amen. He is your protector. Amen. And the enemy can do you no harm, thank God. Amen. Though Satan rages. Amen. Though Satan wars. Amen. Thank God that we have a protector this morning. And though we may be in chains and though we may be in prison, amen, I believe that the enemy can do you no harm. He's our protector. He's our shelter. Hallelujah. The enemy may come against you, but oh, let me tell you. Man, you'll never know such rest until you can rest in the divine protection of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's sweet rest right there. Hallelujah. Amen. You've heard of select comfort? Hallelujah. Amen. What's your number? What's your sleep number? Amen. Mine's Psalms 23. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. What is your sleep number? Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Amen. What's your sleep number? Amen. You need to find the rest that you can have in God. Amen. Why worry? Why stress? Find the divine protection of God. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to find your sleep number. Yeah. Amen. Me and Sister Ruth, we bought a mattress 15 years ago. We love that mattress. It's getting to the end. Parting is going to be such sweet sorrow. I tell you, I love my sleep. I want my pillow and I want my mattress. Right? I don't know if we got home last night. I don't know. It's not that they're bad. All the other beds in the world are bad. There's just something about that one. Right? Amen. It's kind of like it said, "Welcome home, David." Oh, such sweet rest, Brother Johnson, I'm telling you. Oh, you know what? When you need the rest of God, amen, you can just feel His arms come around you and say, "Oh, listen, fear not, my child. I'm with you. I'm here to protect you. Amen. There's going to be no harm to you." Praise God. I believe Peter could sleep because he knew of divine protection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe Peter could sleep because he knew. Hallelujah. The power of prayer. Amen. The verse that says Peter was in prison, but prayer was made. Amen. Without ceasing by the church. Amen. Do you know what prayer can do? Amen. Do you know what prayer can do in your life? Amen. We talked about it in Sunday school class. Thank God that we can pray. Amen. Thank God we can call out on the Lord. Amen. You can lay your head down. Amen. On a pillow of prayer. Amen. And let me tell you what. It is sweet, sweet sleep. Amen. When you can enjoy the presence of God and pray and call out on the Lord. Amen. When the enemy troubles you in the night. When the enemy troubles you in your setback. When the enemy troubles in you in your mind. Amen. Begin to whisper those prayers to God. Amen. Begin to call out on the name of Jesus. And suddenly you feel the presence of God. And suddenly you feel like you're being rocked to sleep. Amen. In the arms of God simply by saying a prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God that we can pray. Thank God we can pray. Peter, why? How can you sleep? Amen. I've prayed and the church is praying. Hallelujah. I've prayed. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul, why are you not nervous about this shipwreck? Right. Amen. This night, the angel of the Lord stood by me. Praise God. Hallelujah. How can you sleep in the midst of a storm? How can you sleep today in the midst of your setback? Have you prayed? Have you prayed? Amen. I asked the Sunday school class this question. Now I want you to raise your hand. Because I told them I didn't want anybody lying on a Sunday morning. But how many, how often this week did you go to a designated place of prayer and spend time in prayer, closing out? I'm not talking to when I said, I'm not talking about when you went to the refrigerator and said, Lord, there's nothing to eat in here. That's not prayer. That's not prayer. That's not time for prayer. I'm not talking about when you went to the kitchen to sit down or the dining room to sit down in your chair and to eat your meal and you said your God is great, God is good. I'm talking about when did you go to prayer. Amen. Sometimes in the midst of our setback, we want to request prayer. We want to ask people to pray. But oh, get a hold of God for yourself. Call out on the Lord. Amen. You'll find there's rest in praying and just surrendering it to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe that you can find rest today. I think you can sleep in the middle of your setbacks. Amen. When everything else is going bad. Amen. You can find the divine promises of God. Amen. You can lay your head, amen, on the pillow of his promises. Amen. Listen, you can rest. Amen. On the promises of God. You can know this, that he will be your protector. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother David, I got ADT. ADT is my protector. I got Smith & Wesson as my protector. I got Dr. Glock as my protector. I'll tell you what you need, amen, is to know that the Lord God is your protector. He's your shield. Hallelujah. He's a shelter in the time of storm. Amen. He's a covert from the wind. Thank God. Amen. Oh, thank God we have a refuge. Thank God there's a tower that we can run into, the righteous can run to, and be safe today. Amen. In the midst of your setback, I believe you can still, amen, have rest in your soul. Hallelujah. Stand with me if you would. Hallelujah. You're here this morning and you say, Brother David, I feel like we're just going through a real trial. I've experienced a setback in my life. Things were going good, and now it seems like we're having a battle.
Yeah.
Having a battle.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Could I tell you today, amen, you can find rest.
Yes, you can.
You can find rest. With our heads bowed this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I want God to talk to your heart, because I really feel like the Lord would like to help you this morning.
Oh,
I really feel like the Lord would like to just give you some peace and rest. In your heart. Amen. You've let your heart be troubled. Amen. But now's a good time just to turn it over to God and find his promises, his protection. Amen. Surrender it in prayer to God. Amen. And then find that sweet rest.
Amen.
Hallelujah.